The pasuk says, "Yesov chashmanim mina Mitzrayim." Or come out the chashmanim, the noble people of Mitzrayim, and they'll give the matana to Mashiach. Then the Mara, Nosa Kush kavachoyim abiyatzma. When Kush sees that Mitzrayim gave a present, the Mashiach accepted it, so Kush is going to make a kavachoyim to himself. Or mahalolu, maduch these Mitzrayim, shen nishtabdu behem kach, that they made the Yidden work so hard there, is ani, me Kush, shlein nishparati behem, I didn't make them work so hard. Like Koshchein, for sure I deserve that I should give a present to Mashiach, and he should accept it for me. But as we write some Mashiach, all the nations will see the Mashiach, they'll be makah who he is, everybody's going to want to give him a present. And it'll be a big thing if he accepts it. Is Zomalai Kodesh Baruch Hu, kibbeh mehem, good, true, accept Mashiach, accept the present from Kush also. Miyad, kibbeh mehem, is Miyad, the Pasuk says, Kush, Toretz Yodav Lelakim. That Kush put out his hands to give a present to Hashem means to give to Mashiach a present. Nosa Malchus Roim Yerosha Kabuchayma. Yerosha Mashiach, Roim is also to make a Kabuchayma. The Atzma. Umahalol Shein Achayim. Maduch, these Kush and Mitzrayim are not brothers to the Eden. Kach, that Mashiach accepted a present for them. Onu, us, says Roim, which comes from Edom, which comes from Esav, Gvaltiga brother Esav. Ishanu Achayim, we're the brothers of the Eden. We come from Esav. Is Lakol Shchein, for sure they should accept the present from us. Is Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Mashiach. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu Gavriel. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Gavriel. Goya Chayes Kona. Go and, Goya, stir up the Chayes Kona. The Chayes to live by the reeds. It means Goya Chaya Vakon Lacho Eidah. It means stir up these, this rain. Like, don't accept from them. Dabrach, another pshat was, Goya Chayes Kona, Shedora Ben Akanim, that they live between the reeds. Tichsiv Yechasmenu Chazir Meyoyer, Vizir Sadi Renu. That's going on the Roim, they live like Chayes near the reeds. Rashi, Goya Chayes means Uma HaRosha. There's there, this Rosha, the Roim. Vekono Chayda Yisrael, this is the first time, three, man. Yeah, the yari the chazir b'yari zu Eden. It's going on Edom. Shekasa boy ochlo or midak misharav b'glei rosses. So it goes on Edom. It says he lives by the chazir, by the akana. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Omer Rabbi Yechinen. Goyer b'chaya. What does it mean? You should store up like the chayest, as wild animals. Shekol ma'isel nichtovim b'kol masechen. Everything they did. Shrashi kolema kulam pe'echad l'horal Yisrael. All their intentions, what the Roim want to do, I can write it down in one pen. No, it's very simple. They just want to do bad to Eden, that's all. He's Klaima Kulam Te Echod Lahorali Yisrael. And boy Yisrael Adin Lefneim. Kulam Mechayav Loisai. Midikostiv Kone, Veloiksiv Kanim. Mash Mekum Sechet, like one pen. You take the whole nation of Roim, all of them together, all wrote like one Loshin. That anything they could do was only to do bad to Klai Yisrael. Adaf Abirim Biagla Yamin. Adas Abir means a bunch of animals, of flock there. The Ugly Anim also a bunch of calves. It means Sheshochtu Abirim Kagolim. That the Romans, they killed out Abirim, the strong Yidin, mamish like young ones. Shein Lehem Bailim. Like Kagolim, like young calves, that don't have any masters to them. Misrape Spiratse Kosif. Means they wanted to have money. Sheshoifin Yad Lakabu Momin. That's for sure. They put out there to receive any money. Any money you give the Rome, they would take. They didn't do what the master wanted them to do. Pizaramim Kurovois Khafezin. It means Pizaram, the arm was spread out because of this. That means me Goran Lemli Yisrael. She Yespazu Lebein Umusarlim. What caused the Yidden, the Jews, to have Golis, to be spread out between the Goyim? Kravois Khfezim Hem. Because the Yidden wanted to become close to Rome, that's why Hashem made them to go out to be in Golis. It's Pumf Makeret. The more the Yidden think that they have to be nice to the Goyim, they'll be safe from the Goyim. Just the opposite. The more we become closer to the Goyim, the more Hashem makes it, it's always in history, the more the Yidden were closer to the Goyim, the more Hashem brought a machla that the Yidden was set out, thrown out into Golis. The Yoyit Shalach Lehem. Another thing Rabbi Shmuel sent, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi sent to Rebbe, said like this. The Yoyit Shalach Lehem. That you should know, Gimel Meyos Veshishim Mechamisha Shvokim Berkrach Godlish Roim. A big street in Rome had 365 streets. A krach means a city. It's a big city in Rome had 365 streets to it. V'chol echad v'yechad, every single street, hoyu boy sholosh meyos v'shishim v'chamisha b'ronis. Every street had 365 palaces. V'chol b'ronis, every palace, or b'ronis hoyu bo sholosh meyos v'shishim v'chamisha milos. Every palace had 365 stories to it. That's how big each palace was. The whole mile of mile, every single story here, hoyu boy, now much food there was in each story, kidei lozen es kol elam kulay. Other means food or riches, that enough gold in every single story to feed the whole world. That's how rich Rome was. So no, I feel you want to say it's a good man, but still they're pretty rich. Yeah. Is, Omer Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi, V'yamri lo al Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, Hani leman. Like, what did they need so much money for? What did they do with it all? Like, with one story, they fed the whole world. So what do they need the rest of the stories for? What do they need the money for? Han leman, what could you do with it already? Is, say into the back, L'chol l'chavrecha, goes to you, for Tamil Chom, that's what you go to. U'l'chavrecha, Shenem, the apostle says, Sachra v'yetnenu, Kodesh l'Hashem. Like, the story and whatever was given to Rome should be like Kodesh l'Hashem. L'yayotzev l'yachosin, it should not be put away in a noitzer, it should not be hidden. It should be for the people that sit in front of Hashem. My lo yotz, what does it mean? It should not be put away in the nights in the storage house. Tana Reb Yosef, lo yatzer ze beis oyser. It shouldn't be put away in a beis oyser in a storage house. For lo yechson ze beis kniza, not in a warehouse or in a warehouse in the storage house. It should be put away. My kili yoshim lefnei Hashem. What does it mean? This money should be for the people that sit in front of Hashem. Or mi abloza ze hamakir mokim chaveru biyeshiva. Somebody that's makir understands somebody else's place in the yeshiva. Shpam says ze hamakir mokim chaveru biyeshiva. She adaya loyma ze mokim pleini. Ze mokim pleini. Toyelu makir mokim chaveru rogulu liyeshiv tamitcham. Just means if you're a person that sits in shul and you know to say this is Reuven's seat, this is Shimon's seat, you will, for how long you deserve to get all these riches. Ikad yami some say I'm Rabbi Loza. Ze amakabo penei chaveru biyeshiva. You makabo, you act nice to your friend, you give him shalom aleichem, you makabo him nicely, you accept him nicely, your friend. My lemechasa atik yoimin, what does it mean for covering of an atik yoimin of an old thing? It means ze hamechasa dvorim, somebody that holds back the words, you makasa, you cover up your words, shekisa atik yoimin, that was covered up from old age already. Oman ninu, what does that mean? Sisrei Torah. The Sisrei Torah, the hidden things in the Torah, that's not something to teach over time to anybody. That's only for special people. Trashi Atik Yoimim, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tirseh V'Atik Yoimim Yosef. Sisrei Torah, Maisa Makova was doing in the Shemayim, exactly the Maisa Makova, how Hashem lives up there, with all the Kechovim, or Maisa Breshis, or Perushoi, Shel Shem. And understanding what it means, the Shem of Hashem. Kedesh Shiv, that the Pasuk says, Zeh Shimi Leilam. La'olam, we say la'olam means it's hidden. That Hashem's name nobody knows. It's really what Hashem is, we don't know. It's not this chachma of Sisrei Torah is not given over to anybody. Only to special people that their hearts are worried about Hashem. If you uncover the sis, if you know it and uncover the people that don't deserve it, it's not right. Shoyim mechusim mitchila v'yatik yomim gilin v'nosin reshus legloisin v'mishu megaloisin zoicha l'ma Hashem v'posik zeh. Hey, so whoever was zoicha to understand the Sisrei Torah, he was such a big tzaddik, he deserves to have all this riches that was in Rome. V'ikad yami some say zeh ha-megale dvorim shekisa atik yomim. Oh man, Nino, what does that mean? Time of Torah, the time of the Torah. Not the Sisrei Torah, but the reasons of the Torah. No, we don't understand the reasons of the Torah. That's also something that Kadosh Baruch Hu understands, and we don't understand the time of Torah. But somebody at Zoycha to understand the time of Torah, he's such a big tzaddik, he deserves to have all this money. Omer Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say in Tehillim? Lamanatzeach Mizmo LeDavid. Lamanatzeach, which means Loshen Mafil. He's doing it. He's giving over this ability to win. That's what Lam Natsech means. Lam Natsech means I'm giving over the ability to be a Menatsech, to be somebody that could win. Mizlo David. That means Zamru, he sung, Lami Shenoitzchenoisei, to the one that saved him. The one that was Menatsech that won over him. What does that mean? The Samach Bo, he was happy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't happy when somebody won over Hashem. What does that mean? Urei, and let's see, that Shaloi Kimidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the boss of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the same Midas the way we do. That means boss of Adam, a regular person, Menatchin Oisai V'yotzit. If somebody beats you, so the person that was that lost feels bad, V'yotzit, you feel bad, you feel sorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Noitzchin Oisai V'sameach. Somebody could win over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayoyma Lashmidam, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to wipe out Klal Yisrael. Lulei Moshe Bechiro Yoma the Peres Lefonim. And not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu stood and davened to Hashem, Hashem would have like wiped out Klal Yisrael. So Hashem wanted to, but because of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like gave in. So really, Moshe won over Hashem. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was besimcha. That's the thing. I'm going to say Mizmul David that even when somebody won over Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfila helped, the Bipoyel Hashem was still happy. Rashi, Lulim Rashbam, Lulim Moshe Bechirov, Alma Kori Bei Bechirov. Still, the pasuk says that Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu Bechirov, his chosen person, his chosen one. Mishum Diyomim Beperes Lefonov, or Midav Shabeach Bei Mashma Somachu Bekach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishabeach praising Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though this was the time now that Moshe Rabbeinu won over Hashem, Hashem wanted to wipe us out, and Moshe's tefillas helped, still Hashem called him Bechiroin, so Hashem was still happy. Omer Rav Kana, Mishum Rav Yishma of Rav Yasi, Omer Rav Yishma of Melokish, Mishum Rav Yehuda Nisiya, my dechsev was the pasuk in Cheskel say, V'yidei Odom mitachas kanfeihem, that is, the hands are under them, V'yidei Odom mitachas kanfeihem, underneath their wings. Yedei ksiv, what yodei ksiv? Ze yodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on the yad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Hey, yodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheprusa tachas kanfei achayis, that spread out under the kanfei, under the wings of the chayis. Kedei lekabel bali tshuva, in order to mekabel about tshuva. Miyad minis adin, mifnei minis adin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is always stretched out. That if somebody does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel you. Even though the Midas Adin says not to be mekabel him, Midas Adin says you did a chet, you deserve to get a punishment, but if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel you. Rashbam if they Midas Adin, Shemekat Reges, they're mekabel, they say bad things about you. V'yemeres loy tekabel him. They're there to prosecute you and say don't accept, don't be accepted. V'hu mekabel him is faced, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel about tshuva. That's this posik of V'yidei odem mitachas kan feyim. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kol Kesev Vizov Shaboylam, all the silver and the gold in the whole world, Yosef Loktu. When the Mitzrayim came to buy the food from Yosef, all the silver and gold was given over to Yosef. Ve'evil Mitzrayim, Yosef brought it all to Mitzrayim. Shenemar Pasuk says, Ve'yilkut Yosef as Kol HaKesev Animtza. All the silver that was found was given to Yosef. Only maybe only the silver that was in Mitzrayim. Sheberat Kenan, Bishara Rotz Minayin. How do we know even the silver that was from all the other rest of the world, the other nations, the other parts of the world? Talmudim, the pasuk says, V'chol Oretz Boyo Mitzrayim. So the whole world came to Mitzrayim. So everybody's silver and gold was given over to Mitzrayim. U'kisholu Yisomi Mitzrayim. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Helui Mohim. They took with them all the kesef zov in the whole world. They took it with them. It's pretty a shreir avoda to carry it. Shenem and Apostle says, Vayenatzlo es Mitzrayim. They took them broke. They took them empty. Rabasi Yoma Asom Kimitsuda Zu Shein Vodogin. Dogin. They made it like a mitzud, like a net that you put out to capture. Usually you put some bait in, so you put some dogin, some wheat inside it. So they didn't even have any wheat left. That's how empty they emptied out Mitzrayim. There was nothing left in Mitzrayim. All the silver, gold, Mitzrayim, the Eden took out with them. We have Yishmael Oimek Mitzula Shein Badogim. It means like a net that there was no fish inside it. Also another Lashon, say it was like empty. So Shbam says, Kavi Mitzuda Gassin and Dogin. So Derek Litin Dogin and Mitzuda. She a person of the Eifel. You spread it in front of them to capture the birds. You put a bait of wheat. Ki Shein Badogin. Right. For Shein Badogim. Vayemunach, and it was there with the Yidden, Ad Rechovim. Up until Vayemunach Ad Rechovim. That's where some all this gold. That's how much it was. Ad Rechavim. That's how much. That's the place. Or maybe the Mesel left was there until Rechavim. No, Bar Shishak Melech Mitzrayim. Yivayimun Achad Rechavim was there until Rechavim. Now Bar Shishak Melech Mitzrayim for not Lum Rechavim. He took away from Rechavim. Shenyam the Pasuk says Vayhi Bar Shana Chamishis the Melech Rechavim. Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Ayushlayim. Vayikach Esaytzur is based Hashem. There's a pasuk in Melachim that later the Shishak Melech Mitzrayim he took away the Kesef Zov from the Melech Yisrael. The Esaytzur is based on Melech. Bo Zorach Melech Kush. Now Zorach the king of Kush came, but not Lo Mishishak. Took away all the money from Shishak. Bo Asa came, but not Lo Mizorach. Took away from Zorach. Melech Kush. The Shigrol had Rimon. Then Tarimon. Now, Asa came and sent it Tadrimon ben Tarimon. Bo b'nei Amon v'notlum. B'nei Amon now took away the money. Me'adrima from Adrimon ben Tarimon. Bo yoshofot v'notlum b'nei Amon. Bo yamunach ad ochos. Until ochos. Bo sancheriv v'notlum yochos. Then sancheriv came and took away all the money of the whole world from ochos. Bo chiskiyo v'notlum sancheriv. Bo yamunach ad tzidkiyo. His Chizkiyo had it until the times of Tzidkiyo. Bo Kashdiyim v'natlu mitzidkiyo. Bo Pasiyim v'natlu mikashdiyim. Bo Yivonim v'natlu mipasoyim. Bo Roimim, finally the Romans came, v'natlu miyad Yivonim. The Romans took away from the Greek. The Adayim munach v'roimi. That was the original Gemara here, that all this money is still in Roim. That's how you had so many palaces full of every story had enough money to feed the whole world. It was all really the money that started out in Mitzrayim that went to Yidden, went to all these people. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Sholosh Matmunis Hitmin Yosef Mitzrayim. Three things Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Achas Nizgala LeKorach, one Korach found. V'Achas Nizgala LeYan Toninis Ben Asuri or Asuriyim, he found it. V'Achas Yenuzel Tzadikim LoAsalovei, and one was hidden for Tzadikim LoAsalovei. The sound these Matmuna means riches. Three different riches Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. So one Korach found, one Antoninus found, and one is still hidden for the Tzadikim. Oisher Shomer Lebol of L'Riosai. Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. Zu Asharah Shal Korach. That's going on the riches, the richness of Korach. And Oisher Shomer Lebol of. The richness is watched for the Bailim. L'Riosai sometimes do bad with it. That Korach did bad with his rich, with his money. Shenem Apostle says, "Bez kol yakum Hashem raglayim." Omri Abloza zema moynoi shel odem shemamidu araglav. That because of his money that Korach had, that's why he did the chet. His gaiva was too much of a bagayvenik. That's why he did the chet. Rashi Jazar Asher Shel Korach she deroy moynoi nizgoya. Since Korach was so rich, had so much money, he became a bagayvenik. Kodi v'nitrod minoylem. Because of that, he fought. He made a machlokes kenegad Moshe, and he was killed. Omri Ablevi. Maso, how much did it weigh? Sholosh meyas paradois levonoi soyu mavteichos beis gnovov shokerich. You know how rich Korach was, he had much like that. He just to carry the keys that to all his warehouses, he had to have 300 mules carry them. And special ones, levona, special white mules he needed. He needed 300 special white mules to carry all his keys that he had to open up all his big warehouses. That's how rich Korach was. That was one third of the riches that Yosef hid in Mitzrayim. Maseches Beis Gnuv Shokerich. The kula yakli de klipi de galdi. They're all made out of galdi, made out of a tin, out of leather. The choshev keys. Trashim mafteches the gildi, mafteches the gildi, meretzufim shel or. The after that, that's the word. They weren't made out of metal. So made out of metal, you can understand you need a mule to carry it. But it's made out of a piece of leather. Well, how much weight do you have of leather? Still, he had so much leather piled up miles high that he needed different mules to carry them. Yafal pekeno yamaster shol shmeres padois. Still, even though they didn't weigh too much, they were mamish very light. Only a leather keys. Still, he needed 300 mules. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yenisim, oiducha ki ani soni. I want to praise Hashem because you listen to me. Omer David. Even Moasu Aboyin, that's what David Melch said. Omer David, Even Moasu Aboyinem Hoysel Roish Pina Omer Yishai. His father said, Meis Hashem Hoysel Zois Omer Ochov. Zehayoy Moasu Hashem Omer Shmuel. On Hashem Moshiach no Amru Achiv. On Hashem Atlicha no Amad David. Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem Amad Yishai. V'yachnuchem Ibeis Hashem Amad Shmuel. Kel Hashem V'yolonu Amru Kulon. Isluchad Bavoisim Amad Shmuel. Kel Liatov Yodeko Amad David. Elokei Romamecho Amad Kulon. You'll say it together. So Hashem, whatever Masu Aboinim Zed David Shoyet Soye V'ochiv Roye. He was the younger one. All the brothers together said it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Rashbam, and it was just more before, it said that Korach's keys weighed Sholosh Meos. So Rashbam says, Lav Davka, V'chein Kol Sholosh Meos Shabashas. Whenever it says 300 in the Gemara, that always means Lav Davka. So in other words, it doesn't really mean he had 300 mules carrying all his keys. It also, the Mashor said that in the Gemara before, that said that there were 365 shvakim and 365 palaces. Everything it said there was 365. And he says the pshat is, because that's the yemais hachama. There are 365 days according to the days of the sun. And the goyim, the sun is always the way the goyim count the year. He's the yidin, the Jews go bosa the levona, bosa the moon. Bashenkin, the goyim, they go bosa the sun. Therefore, if when it talks about gashmis of the goyim, it says the lashon of 365. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here.